all the issues that makes a democratic election democratic do not exist in Ethiopia at this time, starting from the independence of the election board, the independence of the military and the police, the judiciary. All are in the pockets of the ruling class, and in the absence of a fair and level playing ground, there is no meaning in an election, and this election is going to be very similar to the local elections that took place a year ago, where the government won 99.9% of the votes.
There is a quote here by this opposition, Ayaliu Chamiso. He's saying that the agreement was reached on consensus, that all the participants agreed on it.
You know, there are three parties who participated in this. Two of them are the parties created by the ruling party. Ayaliu Chamiso does not have a party where there are members. I mean, Ayaliu Chamiso is a party. He is the only person that is actually in that party. So these are not serious parties. I mean, this is not a serious discussion. This is just simply to show to the gullible international community that there is some election taking place. But nobody in Ethiopia is taking it seriously at all.
So does this mean that your coalition, your party, will not take part in the 2010 election?
We are not participating in any sham election that the government is concocting. I think by now Africans are very aware of what actually is going on in the name of elections. Elections are supposed to be mechanisms through which popular will would be reflected. But in our continent, in most countries, especially in Ethiopia, it has become simply an exercise in futility, an attempt to show the international community to continue the money that it is pumping to shore dictatorships, simply to show that there has been some kind of contest. There is none. I mean, Ethiopia has turned since 2005 into a naked totalitarian state. I mean, this is a government that is controlling not only the political process, but every aspect of life. Even by African standards, this is a very suffocating dictatorship that has completely taken the life out of Ethiopian politics. And for most Ethiopians now, the only way out of this political quagmire is to get rid of this government by one means or another.
The government might say that you are advocating the overthrow of a government.
In fact, I am very, very clear and ardent in this. Unless otherwise people are free, they cannot solve their basic economic problems. Unless otherwise there is freedom and democracy, we cannot solve economic problems in the region in general and in Ethiopia in particular. We have a very unpopular, despotic government. Unless otherwise people start to take their lives in their own hands and take responsibility for their lives, I don't think you are going to make significant change in the economic well-being of people.
This past week, Ethiopia celebrated 25 years of the Great Famine. And then just that time, we also hear about famine in Ethiopia. What's your comment?
That's what's really, really sad and painful to see as an Ethiopian. You know, 1984, which is 25 years ago, something like 6 million people were affected. And the Ethiopian government, the socialist dictatorship of Mengistu at that time, was much more interested in the formation of a party, the Workers' Party of Ethiopia. Therefore, it more or less ignored, and of course with some purposeful denial of Western countries to embarrass the government, we saw a famine that affected 6 million people and that killed roughly about 1 million people. It is very interesting to note at this time, the current government, the Meles Zenawi's party, which was operating in one of the highly affected areas of Tigray, at that time, as a guerrilla movement, was squeezing money in the name of the affected people and using it to shore up its own party. You know, these are essentially the same kind of people. These are people who have very little interest in saving the population, in developing the country in the long run. They are much more interested in staying in power.